And Saul said that as I journeyed, I heard a loud voice. And the voice was so loud, knocked me off my beast. You don't hear me? And Saul said, I had some men that stood around me. And the men heard a voice, but didn't see nobody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you that we serve an invisible God.
Yeah.
A God that you can't see. But you know that he's there, because sometimes, like the other night, tears come from your eyes and you don't know why you're crying. I stopped in the middle of the street and said, thank you, Lord, with tears in my eyes. And I know that the Lord was in that car with me. Because he told me, he said, Eugene, there are going to be some preachers that's going to shake your hand. And ain't going to be, you know, anything good. But you keep on preaching my word. Because I'm going to be with you. The Bible says.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
We bring you greetings from Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, and we once again thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast. For more of the same, we invite you to join us at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, where the Spirit of God dwells and His power through the Holy Ghost is always present. Our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, First Lady Judy Johnson, and the entire Johnson Temple family would love to have you stop by. The church is open for Sunday school at 10 o'clock a.m., and our church services at 11:30 a.m. on Sundays. Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. we have Young People Willing Workers, and then at Sunday night services at 7:30 p.m. We're there on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. for Bible study, and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. for Joy Night. Stop by. The doors are always open. Continue to listen as we now join a service already in progress.
And let's keep singing. One of my favorite songs, that's my testimony. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And just a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it filled my so with love. Now my name has been written above. I found out if I had a talk with Jesus, it'll be all right. Oh, I once was lost and in my sin. It was Jesus that took me in, and just a little light from heaven filled my soul. talk with Jesus, everything will be all right. Now, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He will heal your faintest cry. My God will answer by and by. Oh, you can feel prayer will turn it. You will know that the fire is burning when we have a talk with Jesus. Everything, doesn't matter what it is, everything will be all right. Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your problems get you down. When my problems come your way, put your hand up high and say, say, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, never let your problem get you down. Well, when life problems come your way, look your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Let's say it one more time. Go on and take your seat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, it's going to be all right. Two passages of scripture on tonight. Two passages of scripture. One from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. And a most familiar passage of scripture, St. John chapter 14, verses 1 through verse 3. I need your prayers on tonight. On tonight, I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of God's word. We're on our way home. Revival didn't close. It's going to continue. Isaiah 40. Verse 28 through verse 31, and we're going to read together tonight. Amen. You ready? Let's read. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. St. John chapter 14, verses 1 through verse 3. You have it? Say amen. Let's read. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't lose hope. Amen. You may be seated. Don't lose hope. The Apostle Paul wrote many things concerning hope. But oftentimes he put hope together with two other things, faith and love. I hear Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He says, now there abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Now, the reason he said the greatest is love is not because of our love, but it's because God is love. Amen. It did not take anything from hope or from faith, because the same Paul wrote to the church in Hebrews 11:1, and he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And when he moved down to verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to the Lord must first believe that he is. Can you remember a few nights ago that I talked concerning three things that the Lord had for us? I think I told you that he had promises, his will, and his wish.
Yeah.
And in so speaking, just too much reverb. Knock your reverb down, please. Thank you. And so speaking, we can find that when Paul spoke, he either spoke concerning his experience or some revelation that he had received from God. Amen. Now, there are going to be some times that Paul is going to speak of himself, and he will let you know that this is me speaking and not God. Yeah, because he spoke one time and he said, I wish that you were even as I. Yeah. But instead, in order that you won't burn, it's best that you marry. Amen. And he went on to say, this is me speaking and not God. So he let you know who was talking. Yeah. And he came and he wrote so many things. All of the epistles he wrote was to build the hope of the church. And he gave them to know that things that you see and things that you have, there's no need to hope for. Amen. Why? Because you can see them or you already have them. And he's saying, now, if you have it,
You don't need faith. Glory to God. But those things that you don't have, that's what you need to hope for. Go so far as I hear the Lord said, you need to learn how to set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Amen. Your hope should not be centered on houses and land and silver and gold, money and prosperity. That should not be the center. It's all right for a prosperity message to be preached. But there's something far greater than earthly prosperity. Heavenly salvation is far greater. If it were not, then why would Jesus say, what would it profit a man if he would gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. So we need to start hoping for the right things. Amen. Our hope should be built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. I better run that by you again. Our hope should be built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Well, come here, Matthew, and talk a little bit. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, y'all gonna get with me after a while. But your hope has to be in the right place. Yeah. It's all right to hope for your healing. Yeah. Don't lose hope for your healing. Don't lose hope for your home and for your car and for a good job and for the best of everything. Don't lose hope for that. Hold on to it. God will give you that too. But it's essential that you don't lose hope. Well, it'll pay off after a while. But you got to keep on hoping. Even when the odds are against you, keep on hoping. I better call a witness to encourage you here. There was a man that was at a hospital, a pool that was called Bethesda. And ever so often, the angels would come and trouble the water. He didn't have nobody. Somebody say nobody. You might be like that sometimes. Well, you don't have nobody. Nobody gonna help you. Nobody gonna give you an encouraging word. Nobody understand your problem. But you got to hold on to your hope. Yeah. He's laying there, day in, day out. What amazed me about him was his longevity in one place. Yeah. No doubt, discouragement could come. Because after he had been there a while, there was some showed up late, got that blessing early, and left. Oh, that ain't gonna come out right either. And we felt we were in the wrong place, so I need to move somewhere else. Woo! Well, I believe that you're going to hope. The same Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And he wanted you to hold on. And he wanted you to stay there. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Woo! Unmovable. Always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Steadfastness and immovability means stay in one place. Woo! Oh, it's going to be all right here.
running and jumping from here. Oh, Lord. But the good part about this man, nobody helped him. Could have been the wrong somebody going to help him. They was already crippled. Couldn't do, but if the wrong person try to help you, Brother Upshaw, and pick you up to carry you to the pool, and he's too weak and drop you, he might break something. Yeah, yeah. If the wrong person try to help you, they might break your spirit.
Woo!
It's better to just stay there and wait on the Lord. Don't lose your hope. Keep on hoping beyond measure. And keep hoping, and you got to believe that serving the Lord going to pay off after a while. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I don't have what I think I ought to have, and maybe I don't have what other folk have. Don't worry about it, baby. Hang on in there. Keep your hope. Keep hoping. Don't stop. Don't stop hoping. Not going to be the old that come around young, full of energy, film, vigor, and vitality. And all they're going to have is zeal. They're not going to have Holy Ghost. They're going to have zeal. Woo, glory. Yeah, and they're going to come in and look like they're just tearing the kingdom down. Look like everything is just flowing their way. But zeal won't last. There is no steadfastness in zeal. There is no immovability in zeal. When you got zeal, you'll follow anything on. But when the Holy Ghost comes, it brings a steadfastness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the reason I believe they made that old song. Like a tree planted by the river water. And he said, I shall not be moved. I'm going to stay with it. Woo! Sink or swim, I'm going to stay with it. Glory to God. I prayed about it before I got here. And I believe this is where God put me. Now, isn't that something? Out of pool, can't do nothing, everybody else getting blessed, but God put him there? Yeah, yeah. He was there because that was a certain time and Jesus was going to come by. Yeah, after everything had settled, all the moving of the water ceased. Yeah, yeah. Didn't seem like it was going to ever move no more. And there he was, laying there. Finally, Jesus shows up. And Jesus looked at the man and said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And he started to give the best testimony he could give. Lord, nobody. Woo! Nobody helped me. Church, there's some folk out there just like this man at the pool. And nobody, my God Almighty, nobody helps him, Lord. But while here Jesus saying to him, "Will thou be made whole? Take up your bed and walk." Jesus, as he was coming to the close of his ministry, he told his disciples, "It's expedient that I go away. If I don't go, the Comforter will not come. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to establish some things with you. And some things I want you to hold on to and don't give it up. Hold to it." Brothers, will y'all bring a table? Set it out in front for me, please. Because he wanted to establish some things to keep your hope alive. The Jewish people, and you got to understand that Jesus was a Jew. They had many customs. They had a custom of washing. Wash everything. Your hands, feet, head, face, but not the heart. Jesus observed one of the Jewish customs. Glory to God. Will you come here, sister? Come here, brother. Stand at the end of the table. Brother, will you come? Stand at the end of the table. He observed Jewish custom. When the Jewish fathers would get together, they would decide who their daughter or son was going to marry. And after they were espoused, I believe Joseph had some of that espousing stuff. After they were espoused, one to the other, she would put in his watch care. And he would bring her to the table. And he would bring wine and bread. Oh, y'all gonna pray with me here. He bring his wife, his wife to be, his bride to be. He would bring her to the table. And he'd set before her bread and wine. And he'd ask her to take a vow. And the vow he would ask her would go something like this. Thou shalt have no other love before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Thou shalt still honor thy mother and thy father. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Surely thou shalt not commit adultery. And after she had promised that she'd maintain the vow, he would break the bread and he would give her to eat. And he would take the wine and pour her some wine to drink. And after she had eaten and drank, then he would eat and drink. And he would tell her, I don't have no possessions here, but I'm going away and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I might be gone a long time. But don't lose your hope. Wait on me, for I will return. And I know you're going to have bad days. I know your days are going to be hard and dark. But you got to remember, if you wait on me, I will return. And when I come, I will renew your strength. Then you can mount up with the wings of eagles. You will run, not be weary. You'll be able to walk, not faint. Go to your seats now. Jesus.